Good morning. It's good to connect with you today on this Wednesday for our midweek devotional from McClave and Wiley United Methodist Churches. Today, we'll follow our regular pattern of devotion, where we'll open in prayer, read a scripture, reflect on that, and then close in prayer. Our opening prayer today comes from the Book of Common Prayer. So I invite you to pray with me. So let us pray. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And then our reading from the Bible today, our scripture in focus, is Psalm 51, verses 1 through 12. So I invite you to hear these words. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless when you pass judgment. Indeed, I was born guilty, a sinner, when my mother conceived me. You do desire truth in the inward being. Therefore, teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence. Do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore me to the joy of your salvation and sustain in me a willing spirit. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. I find Psalms like this can be challenging. It can be challenging because some of the language can maybe be a bit tough for us to hear, or may not be exactly what we are seeking out, especially if we are struggling or down or discouraged. Finding a scripture that tells us to be purged with hyssop may not be exactly the thing we are looking for. But if we think about it for a moment, in this psalm, we find words of restoration. It concluded, with restoring me, O Lord, a clean heart. And that's a line that has been used in songs and poems and to describe that relationship of how our God can restore us. But before we get to that point, we're invited to reflect on our sin and our brokenness. And that's not something any of us looks forward to doing. It's not something we wake up in the morning just raring to do. But I believe in this season of Lent, as we are preparing for Easter, preparing for the resurrection of Christ, as we take time in this season of Lent, examining where we do fall short, where our brokenness is, where our sin is in our lives. I believe being aware of where these things are. We can do this, being aware of this, we can do this in a way that doesn't separate us from God or even discourage us further, but rather it opens us up to those places where God's grace can be experienced. It reminds us of our need for God's grace, for that restoration, for that hope that comes from our God. And by naming those places, naming the things that we are not proud of, the things we have fallen short with, the things where we need God's guidance and care and forgiveness to move forward, naming those things, I believe, can set us free from those things. It can restore in us a clean heart and help us to move forward, to move away from the things that hold us back, to move us away from the things that cause us harm, to move away from the things that separate us from God. So let us be open to that hope. Let us be open to that grace and that restoration that comes from our God, so we can move forward and be the people that God calls us to be in Christ. Amen. Well, at this moment, I advise take a pause to be in prayer. We'll take a moment to be in silent prayer, and then we'll pray and close with the Lord's Prayer. So let us pray. Almighty and gracious God, we come here today taking a pause in our week, in our activities. We take a moment to pause and reflect on where your grace is needed, where we are needed to be forgiven, as we recognize our brokenness, as we recognize our sins, and we know where we have fallen short. Lord, as we recognize these things, may we be reminded of how you restore us, how you cleanse us, how you make us new, how you make us whole. Lord, it can be too easy to get centered on those things, on our sin and our brokenness, and believe that there's no way forward. But rather, through your Son, Jesus Christ, there is a way forward. Through him, we experience grace. We experience forgiveness. So let us be forgiven in this season of Lent. So when Easter comes, that day of resurrection, we experience that life the fullest. And we are reminded of that hope and that grace that is everlasting. Lord, as we take time today, we lift up all those who are in need of your love and your care. We lift up those who are struggling with health concerns, work, relationships, or in school. Lord, we ask that you surround all those who are struggling, who are feeling discouraged. And however we can extend our hands or our feet or our voice in your love and care, Lord, call on us and move us to do so. We also take a moment, Lord, to give thanks and to recognize the blessings and the joys that we find in life. Lord, it can be too easy to gloss over the blessings that we experience, the joys that we have in life, for it's too easy for us to be focused on the negative, to be focused on the things that discourage us, but remind us there is blessing, there is joy. Help us to see that joy and blessing in our lives as we go through our days. Lord, we are thankful that you are our God, that you are with us always, and that you call us to new life, that you do not desire for us to be separated from you, but rather you desire for us to be in relationship with you, connected with you now and for all of our days. We pray this in your Son's holy name, and may we pray as he taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, go forth, go into your day. And you're weak, knowing that we are forgiven, that we are restored, and that we are given new life through God, through Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit. Go in this hope and go in peace. Amen.